B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
This person's from Boston. Does anybody know her? Because this story makes no sense. Rachel Valerio. She's from Boston, or from the area, from Massachusetts, and she got an Airbnb in New York, and apparently she didn't realize that she booked an apartment in the projects. I'm like, how? She didn't realize until she went in the place, and they said they unlocked the door of the seventh floor rental. That means she went up either seven floors on stairs or seven floors of an elevator of a project and didn't realize. Think about that. But she didn't realize it until she went inside and saw a roach trap by the bed. She said she smelled gas. Ew. I mean, it was a typical project type apartment. But how are you not? And then she noticed the letters NYCHA on the listing, which is, you know, like a New York Housing Authority listing. So it's her fault. It's her fault that she didn't do the research. But how? Let me ask you a question. How are you going to be in a project and not realize you're in a project? I can tell when I'm approaching a project. I can tell when I'm in the vicinity. I can tell when I drive by a project. How has she never been in any type of project in her life? Rachel Valerio? Seriously?
And the one, like, I need answers.
I need answers. Yeah. And the one that you went in doesn't sound that bad. At least they had traps for the roaches.
At least they were.
It's not like the roaches opened the door and greeted you, which happens sometimes.
But not all projects have unlivable housing. I'm trying to defend this girl,
Melissa.
Listen, I'm just saying.
If you make it, first of all, it said it on the listing.
Right, but just because it's a housing authority apartment doesn't mean it's going to be a piece of crap,
Melissa.
Listen, I'm just making an observation.
You're telling me you've before walked in a project and been like, oh, I did not realize I was in a project.
No, I'm not saying that.
First sign of a project is always somebody hanging outside no matter what time of day it was. So she should have known it by then, the second she rolled up and there was just somebody just chilling outside the building in the middle of the day on a weekday.
What was her reasoning for, was it a vacation?
Who knows? But you know what? Stay there anyway. I mean, if it's a vacation and you book it like weeks or months in advance, that's one thing. But let's say, you know, you're like, I got to make a quick trip to New York. I found this cheap apartment for $90 a night or whatever. Big freaking deal. Who cares?
Listen, bottom line is anytime you're doing an Airbnb, period, you got to do your research, because I've seen some. I was trying to find some for a friend recently who was going to be staying around this area. And I saw some places near me that are, let's be honest.
Mel searches projects on her Airbnb listing whenever she's booking it for someone else.
The places that I saw that were near me were pieces of crap. But the way the photos were taken, that looked like a palace. And I'm like, yo, they're in for
Superhost reviews and pictures.
Unless you're looking to save money. In that case, book a project. There's really nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying I can't believe she didn't realize she was in a project until she walked inside and was like, wait a minute.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.